Well, despite the criticism from constituents like Ms. Alexander, the Prime Minister is heading out to some fire-affected communities today and says he regrets taking his Hawaiian holiday. But Scott Morrison is insisting he won't change his government's climate policies, even though the acting Prime Minister and leader of the National Party claimed over the weekend that the government did need to do more. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon in Canberra.
As bushfires scorch the earth, the government's feeling the political heat. The Prime Minister's decision to take leave in Hawaii last week is one issue. Former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce took to Channel 9 today to defend him.
Even during a war, at some stage, the general takes some time off. You know, even people in the middle of a bushfire, there comes a time where they say, mate, you've got to go back and have a rest. Now, the reason we have a Deputy Prime Minister is they fill in that space, that you do have a point of reference.
And over the weekend, the current Deputy Prime Minister, Michael McCormack, certainly seemed to provide a new point of reference for the other political issue facing the government, its climate change policies. He suggested that more needs to be done. Sydney Radio 2GB host Mark Levy asked Scott Morrison about those comments this morning.
It seems your deputy is being brainwashed by these environmentalists, with Michael McCormack saying Australia must increase its efforts to tackle climate change and the bushfires have increased community fears about global warming. Is there a divide in the coalition at the moment on this issue?
No, I don't think so at all, Mark. I mean, we're saying the same thing. I mean,
But you're not saying the same thing, though, Prime Minister. When you're saying that there's no change and he's saying that we need to increase our efforts, that's a difference.
Our existing policies have increased efforts, Mark, so that's the point.
Criticised for going missing last week, Scott Morrison kicked off this week by doing the breakfast programs on commercial radio and TV.
And Scott Morrison joins us now live. Good morning to you, Prime Minister. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
And the Prime Minister joins me now from Kirribilli House in Sydney. Prime Minister, good morning and welcome home.
Channel 9 host Jonathan Upton confessed he's having a harder think about climate change as the bushfires went from bad to worse.
Do we need to act now?
Well, we are acting now. Australia's Australia's emissions are 50 million tonnes on average lower every year under our government than the previous government.
But the opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, says the government's not doing enough.
He sent Minister Angus Taylor across to Madrid to argue for an accounting fiddle because Australia not only is not encouraging the world to do more, they're encouraging the world to do less.
And he says the government is split on the question of what to do about climate change.
So anyone who looks at the Deputy Prime Minister's comment, who said that there needs to be change, and looks at the Prime Minister, who says nothing to see here, knows that they are at odds.
And when he's not being asked about climate change, the Prime Minister's still facing a barrage of questions about last week's leave, like this one from Channel 7's Monique Wright.
Why was your judgment so off, and why did it take you so long to come back after you said that you were going to?
Well, Monique, that's your take on the events. I mean, 7 weeks ago we'd planned this. But look, we all make decisions, Monique. You do as a parent, I do as a parent. We all seek to balance our work-life responsibilities and we all try and get that right.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, under pressure there. Tom Eagledon reporting.